Am I early or is everyone else late?
Which would I could have known? I brought the cookies.
I knew I learned my reason.
Okay, good.
Let me put the coffee for you.
I took my daughter to New York. Well, first Shabbos, I left Hester Shul. Actually, we waited because she had packed too much and we had to take out stuff. And by the time she repacked, it was like midnight. So, most of Shabbos, midnight, I drove straight through, stopping just for an hour to get an hour's sleep in the car, and davening in the morning, and then a little sleep if I also required, you know, in case this is very cool. And went on to New York, and her plane left an hour late anyway. We were there just to see her go through security. I'm not going to wait.
You went up with your partner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I did another smart thing. I'd never been to Niagara Falls. Went to Niagara Falls.
From Kennedy.
I thought, you're in New York, New York. It was so far away. I mean, I stopped overnight because I was dead tired, obviously. And the next morning we left for Niagara and we made it there around 3 o'clock. And then, you know, we immediately checked into a hotel, which I had gotten through Hotwire. And it was a very beautiful hotel. We upgraded to a suite so that you could be on the side that you can see the hall. The Canadian hall we were able to see from Ireland. And we went down and made a little list. A lot of the lobsters there. A lot of the lobsters in Mexico. Making the money on the restaurants.
Is that right?
Yeah. Two lobster restaurants.
Is that right?
And, yeah, and the other one is done by the COR.
I was a half hour away.
Good afternoon.
Very good. Very good.
I never know what you're going to get when you come here.
So we're going to learn about...
She ran everything off, I guess.
What, you want me to get it off?
May I ask you a question? I don't mean to interrupt. If a turns out to be puzzle under the chuppah, what is the recommendation?
The recommendation is, here's what I could have happened. What I would do is, not in the midst of inning, make an ASIC. It's going to make, make note of it. And when you follow the chuppah of the collar back, and take your two aging, but you better have a spare tshuva. So I feel like you're going to tshuva with the 18, and then we'll have the yichud. But not to make a tumult in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Now, what happens if death is not done and it has to be done another day or something?
Well, that would be called, you have to have a ksubarak vishakabota usa. That's what it would be. Which means it's found out later on. But that's where you didn't have the original witnesses, and yeah, that's a different story. But I've had it happen. I've seen it happen.
You have seen everything happen.
Oh, gosh. What happened is, once happened in Brooklyn this way, somebody from my former shul, and I was here in Chicago already, and went to the wedding. He's a wonderful young man. He got married late, but in fact, I saw him recently at the last wedding that was there in New York. He's in that congregation. Anyhow, here's what happened at his wedding. I asked him, I was filling in the ksubah, I'm sure Zal was a Masada Kedush, the senior rabbi. So, but as I'm sure said, please fill out the ksubah. We have a great relationship, Mr. Langeyor. But fill out the ksubah. I asked him what his name is. He says his name is my father's name. Write it in, the 80 sign it. So then later on, when I forgot who was reading the ksubah, who else was there? The late Rabbi Wurzberger was there. And I think Rabbi Billet, well, there was a lot of rabbanim there. So somebody's reading the ksubah, and one of his relatives, the chassan's relatives, who happens to be, Tom McCoffin works for Art School, whether that's good or bad, suddenly makes a tumult. He says, that's not the father's name. He yells it out. So you know, you have a crowd, a noyelam on the chuppah. So I said, let's leave this, keep quiet, we'll fix it. We'll fix it, let's proceed with the hospital. And we did, and I followed them into the yichud room, I took the aid with me, had another ksubi, wrote out the ksubi, and said, end it. All our tumult. Nothing else. That's the way he has to do it. But he made such a, I'll never forget him. You know, some people want to make that kind of a thing. It happened once here in Chicago where I was not responsible for the ksubi. Someone was reading it and found a mistake mentioned on the chuppah, so I said, all right, we'll go into the yichud room and do the same thing.
I don't want to take
anyone
to work in Kabbalah.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
No,
just wherever you are, that's it.
Just in case we have a
break.
Okay.
All right.
Call that code and go.
Yeah, if you're only in the bedroom, be a sister
who
says they'll take you to bed. That's all.
Good. Respond to it.
You know, I have continuous trouble with customer sellers who order to the store who do it online. I have continuous trouble.
I always, I tell people,
I make them send it to me first.
Sure.
The copy.
You have to give me a copy.
And then I
make
constant 2 weeks before. Oh, more than that.
My experience with those fancy ksubas in New York that were written, almost every time there was a mistake. They never brought it to me. And I have to puzzle it, you know. Like, they say, oh, I'm particular. I have to dot every time. I said, not particular, it's a glaring error. I mean, that's just so. That's why I always took spares along. That's back to the rabbinics.
I wonder if it's sort of with the rug before we submit it, then when it comes back.
Oh, different than.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what.
Well, why not?
All right, so where are we with the recordings here? Or what? Is there any?
Baruch Hashem, I don't know.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I don't know either. So, yeah.
So how did you enjoy the crowd on Monday?
That was an impressive crowd, I must say.
Good recording.
Everybody was well behaved, at least when I was there.
Himself,
yes. Yeah, everybody.
That's already surprised.
Did his recording.
Mm-hmm.
Did his recording.
All right. They should the topic of today's shiur has to do with Shefer Gozel. First of all, we'll take it not in what we would say the chronological order in Pesukim, but first let's take a look at the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll trace it back. Here in Simon Tov Kuf Teivav, on sheet number 1, Seed base, this is a Mechaber writes very briefly. A gazel shofar v'tokabo. Someone steals a shofar. And he blows all the tkiyas, everything. Yotza is yotza. Afila lo nishyashu habarim inenu. Even if the original bialim, that because we might say, well, man, if he stole it, the original bialim were in the yayish, and it becomes a possession of the goblin. You know, after yiyush and and everything goes with it.
So yotza means both the kokea and the shameya.
Well, yeah, whoever's involved in it, it could be he has a whole elam there. Okay. It's a stolen shaker. He's yotza. So now, first of all, take a look at the Taz and Seif Cotton Bays, who quotes the marker of this, because Talmud Bavli does not have a direct citation about Shefer Gozel. Does not. So that's why he immediately refers to Gazel Shefer. The Yerushalmi, right there, and the Yerushalmi is not in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, it's in the Sefer Sukkah, at the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel. Because the Lulav HaGozel is Pasul, Kachtam Lechem, the Yom Rishon, the second day when you don't need Lechem, then the Shol, Gozel could be like Shol, that's a different story. But that's the context of where it's brought in. So it mentions there, Ma Bein Zeh L'Lulav, because they mentioned that Shefer Gozel is going to be kosher. Is what's the difference with that and L'Lulav? B'Lulav Ksiv L'Kachtam L'Chem Misha L'Chem. Vam Bocha Ksiv Yein Tua Yir L'Chem Mikol Mokom. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. So it's quite significant, this language of Yom Tua Yir Lechem, but it seems to vault over, as if to say, regardless whether it's yours or not, Yom Tua Lechem, you blow the shofar, you're going to be Yaitzah. That's the way the interpretation seems to be. Now, Mira Perusha, so what's the pshat? That's the lesson of the Yerushalmi. The Gabi Lulav Ksiv Eitzel Lekicha. By the Kuhl, by Lulav, it's talking about possession of the dollar, meaning Ulekachtem Lechem Mashmasha Lekicha Tia Mishalechem. The Hain Betzitzis. On Tzitzis. Ksiv Osu Lechem Darshinen Loasia Mishalechem. The Lo Gozel. Can't be stolen. Masha Enken Kan Ksiv Yom Tua Yilechem Samach Lechem Letua. V'lo Niska Asiyas HaShefer Klal. It doesn't talk about the instruments that we're using to make the sounds of tears. Shapira Shatua Tia Mikol Makam Lechem Yiyya. Me'eza Tzaki Yiyya B'lo Asiyas Klal. In other words, no matter what happens, Yom Tua Yilechem. You're going to be yaitzah with that. That's the language of the Yerushalmi without going into any further explanation.
So a mechanical machine would make the truah, that's lachem?
No, that is because a machine is not a shefer. You know, there has to come from a kosher shefer. That's all that respect. Now, let's look at a bit, and the Morgan Avraham is going to touch on one or two things without big explanations, but he's maramas on certain points. So then it says, the Morgan Avraham is there in Sitkot and Dala, which I've underlined, the Tokobo Yotza, the Ein Gezel B'Kol. Now he brings in this language, which we'll see comes from the Rambam. We'll see that shortly. That Ankol is not Shai Gzela. He's going to say Gzela is Shai on something which is basically we would call Dover Sheyesh Bo Mamash, tangible. And also he says, and Zion Simon Tuf Nun Dalit, that's Nun Dalit, I believe, and they call Markham Aim of Orchan Olaf. He said, however, you can't make any brocha on that. See, I think Simon Tuf Nun Dalit and Hilchos Pesach, where they're talking about matzah. Now, matzah, you have to know, matzah has to, but in order to be Yates of the Mitzvah of Silas Matzah, you have to own it.
Wow.
It has to belong to you. That the Gemara in Sochim, where the Gemara asked the Shaila, it doesn't say in the Torah Matzah Shem. So how do we know that it has to be Mishalachem? So they learn out from Kala. Lechem, lechem. By chalas ari so say shem. So lechem, lechem. You learn out from matzah. That's the way the din is. That's the way the psak is in the Rambam. A lot of times people don't realize that. So they say, what happens at a seder table? But it's understood that if the balabais is handing out there, it becomes their kinyan. They're eating from lechem. All right. But that's what he's meramez on there. And we call makam emavochanam. However, he says, even in this case where the Mechaber paskins, that Shefer Gozul Toker Bo Yotza, he says, you don't make a bracha on it. Ryan soaks him in tough rage, Tzadik Aleph. And now what is he talking about over there? He's meramez to something later. We'll come to it too, about Megillah. About Megillah Gezula. About Kriya and such a Megillah. We'll come to that. The Nira Li, the Mutter, Lito Shefer Chaveo, below Daito, Ulavorach Olof. Kamosha Kosu, Simon Pufrej Mentes, Sife, the Afal Gav, the Shefer Miskalko Tsas, the Kiyoso. Now he's talking about when you borrow something from someone else, you're like a shen, you're not supposed to use it. You're not supposed to use it because, like, if it's a beggar or whatever it is, because you might be wearing it out and all that. So if you start keep blowing on the Shefer, you might ruin it. But he say, this is permissible. What's the idea that you can borrow it? He's not stealing it. Because Nidalele Inish, the leather mitzvah b'mamayne. You have that running through a theme all the time. Can borrow someone else's talus reveal, although the Klara Shel Shalomi Das is as a Dean Goslin. But when it comes to being the Kayim and Mitzvah, Nidalele Inish, the leather mitzvah b'mamayne. That the person from whom it would borrow would say, oh, if they did a mitzvah, well, that's good. That's brought the sugya in several places in Shas. So now, so here he's asking a technical thing. It's what we call a chesh mishpat shayla. Yeshefer miskalkul tzak b'tzki also alo talus also miskalkul gam keng tzas. Afilo hori shoy kamosha kosa simin yud dalet. And simin yud dalet, another time you can borrow a talus without the other one knowing it. The lekel amechus sheyiska b'hab. You don't have to worry about the shaker's going to blow on it too much. Kamo, he says b'sforim. Like if you borrow a sefer from somebody, so the question is, how much can that person use a sefer? You'd be surprised sometimes. I've experienced. I've lent sforim to people, and it doesn't come back in the same shape.
What if? Isn't there a code between a siddur and a sefer? Because a siddur, people know that. Or something.
No, there's no difference in that. This has to do with the ownership of the article and what you allow to do with it and when you borrow it. The Lama Yitzka Yeshe Mirdeh Yuga. He says, came nearly, because why is the person going to sound the shofar more than he really has to? He's not going to use it.
No, more than 100
times. Well, whatever it is. Okay. So what is this? Again, so the Tazos already pinpoint this marker. That Shefer Gozel is Yotza. It's the Yerushalmi. Now, where is this language spelled out very clearly? It's Psak of the Rambam. Here it is on number two, the sheet. Turn the page. Yeah, number two. You have it underlined. There's the Rambam. Here's the Shefer, Perik Aleph, and that's Halacha Gimel. Part of Halacha Gimel. We're only dealing with that part that is underlined. Right there. Turn the page. The Shefer. You should have it. There it is. Shefer HaGozel should talk about it.
Mark Wiener is entering the conference.
Okay.
Shefer
HaGozel should talk. Yes.
So far, you made a chiluk between Gozel and Shol. In other words, if you're borrowing something, the Shlomidah, the Bailam,
yeah,
and your intent to return it.
Yeah, of course, it's not stolen.
Intent to return it, that's the difference.
That enters under the klal of Nihalei Le'inish, the leather, Nitzvah,
the Mamayim. You can say a bracha over it.
You can say a bracha over it.
Yeah.
But a shefer that is absolutely stolen comes under, although you might be geiser, according to the tzak, but to make a bracha on it, is it goes into what we might call Doseya Beirach Nias Hashem. Like Gemara says in our first parak of Sanhedrin. What? Well, you're coming to something which is very important here, because that's part of the question that's asked. What about mitzvah, bo be'aveh, and this whole sugya? I can relate on it. We'll see. What does the Yerushalmi do with that? That's part of it. That's a good point. We'll get to that. But meanwhile, let's look at the Rambam. Shefer, I thought we should talk about. Rambam doesn't say, of course, that he was going to steal a Shefer to the Yerushalmi. It was Gogol, and he founded it. She'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmiyas ha-kol. Afo pi shelo nogabo, v'lo higbio ha-shomeya yosef. Whoever hears it is going to be yosef. That's what he says. Hey, you know, this lashon of shelo nogabo, v'lo higbio is rather...
Maybe.
And also at the same time, who's referring to? He did not touch it and did not lift it up. He says the Shemaya has no contact physically with this Shefer.
No.
So it's Yotza. The aim, the call, here's this language. Ding Gezel. There's no Ding Gezel on a call. It's like a, and we'll see the explanation now. We have to look at the Magen Mishnah and the Kesher Mishnah. We're going to follow this thing up, but before you do that, here's the Ravid. The Ravid, because the Rambam uses the concept that why is it not a din and gezel? Because ein gezel b'kol. Because what that means is, if you want a tiny mitzvah habor the aveva, so where's the aveva? The aveva is not in the kol. That's the point. Ein gezel, if there's no gezel b'kol, it can't be mitzvah. Okay. There might be a din gezel in the Messias of the Shefer, but not in the Kol. So the Ravid is Omakom. The Afilo, so what's the difference? The Ravid says. Afilo yibo din gezel, yein tua yil achem mikol mokum, hochi isa b'Yerushalmi. Adkan l'shem. Now what he's saying is, when the Taz brought down that, you were the quotation on the Yerushalmi, Yom Tzio Tzuro Yer Lachem Mikol Mokum, it's as if it's saying, so what if it's Gezel? Doesn't matter. The Taylor is Mater. That's what he's saying. The Taylor is Mater, this particular deen. Not that there's because of Ein Gezel Bekol. The Rambam is giving a time there is no deen Gezel Bekol. But the Rebbe wants a Taina, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a deen Gezel or not. There's Mefurash Yerushalmi, that is matter of that, because the Yerushalmi does not use a Bavli would have used a Lashon that it's missing in the Lachem. The Taylor says just the opposite. Yom Tzur, Yom Lachem, meaning Mikol Mokum, regardless. It's yours. It's your going to be Yaitse with it. So we have to see how this plays itself out over here further.
It's okay, must touch the
chauffeur. Well, that's what it seems to imply. But there, you should know. Wait a minute. I'll tell you something.
There's a chauffeur laying on this counter here, and someone just goes close and blows him.
Yeah. Well, that could be. And then I'll tell you, Shiloh, that is brought, and I just made a tion at the end of this of my notes here. If you look in the Mikroi Kedush of Reb Hirsch Pesher Frank. He has an all the Yamin Tavim, all halachic shaylas. It's amazing. You know, the great Balavor. He talks about a shayla of where the tokeya has what they call, used to call gifts. He has a cast or so forth. So he really can't hold the shayfer, but he can blow on it. So he's really no nogabo in the sense of an achiz. Yeah, however he's holding, he doesn't describe it. So is there a din in chatzitza? Is there not? It goes away in that type of shiloh. But you notice that the Rama uses Russian and Afal Pi, Shalom Nogabo and Shalom Higdiyo. He didn't touch it and he didn't lift it up. Nevertheless, the Shemaya is Yotza. So let's go to the, first of all, to the Magid Mishnah, what he does over here. And he deals with the way he understands the Rambam. Then we'll see what the Kesef of Mishnah does, because the Kesef of Mishnah is going to bring Puskin that hold like the Rambam. Ain Din Gezel B'Kol, they use that language. First of all, the Magid Mishnah says, Shefer Gozer should talk about Yotze Shein HaNitzel B'Shmiyat HaKol. Afal Pi shelo noga. Kastapti loshen rabbeinu l'fishu v'isi g'doylim b'sifreim mishtapshim b'kabahosai u'mafligin n'yonol l'drodi l'drochim acherim. Which is usual, you know, when you have a Rambam that has some enigmatic things, everybody, you know, comes in with a pshat. So he comes and he says, "Zeh mashe nearly the deyur." Rabbeinu, that's Rambam, closer to Sheva, closer to talk about Yotza. Zeh nadin kein belula v'matza, v'nosan tam l'dova mitnei ma nechale Sheva mihem. So see, shemitzas ha-Sheva ein el ha-Shmiya. Ha-Shmiya below ha-Goyi, over lo ha-Goy. It has nothing to do with having taken, you know, holding it or so forth. Hagbor min ha-Shemeya. See how he learns it? That the Shemeya, he has no physical contact with this. Alpha pisha takeya nogabo. Mikol mokam ein ha-Shemeya nogeya bo klal. Elis ha-Shemeya ha-Kol ha-Yaisi vein b'kol din gezel. L'fira apa takeya yaitzebo. He says that takeya is also going to be yaitze because there's no gzeil in the kol. Alva lulavu matzei norem yochol lotzei shideicha vasa behem. Ela benegiyas gufa. L'fira kishayin gezula na yotze behem. Zeh beyo dide rabbeinu. The famous foolish be Yerushalmi, brings down the Yerushalmi. Ma bein lulav, which the Taz brought down, of course. Ma bein lulav and ma bein shefer. Omer Rebeleza. Kamon begufa hu yaitze. Over there, when it talks about the lulav, for example, or matzah, you have to have the gufa lulav. You have to lift it up and shake it. There's nanuim. By matzah, you have to eat it. But here, he's saying, He says the Rambam's approach to that thing, being gezel, he supports that. Now, if you look in the text of Mishnah,
so it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi.
In the Yerushalmi, the Rambam passes like that day that says that there's no being gezel b'kol. He adds these words. Now, but the Yerushalmi doesn't use that language of being gezel b'kol. Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Well, the machlekes seems to imply is, and what you might have brought up, it might be a asik of a mitzvah bo be'aveva. That's the thing, because that second opinion, Yom Tur Yir Lachem Mikol Mokom, regardless of what transpired, but that's what the Rambam is timing over here. It's not a time of gezel b'kol or not. So what if there's a din gezel b'kol, the Rambam says? The tale is matzah. That's all.
Okay.
That's where it comes out. But that's a big hiddish.
Again, are we saying therefore that the Rambam holds like that sheet of
like
Rambam
that
holds like the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer?
That's right.
Okay.
That's the way it comes out.
But the
Rambam is yeah, he's saying it doesn't depend.
He's saying
that the Rambam is talking about coal. I don't care if it's coal or not. It doesn't make a difference. That's insignificant because it's not gezel.
Yeah,
right. We don't because we're not worried if it's gezel. We're not worried if it's gezel. Right.
Yeah, we don't have to define coal as not in the category of gezel.
Right.
Even if it's in the category of gezel, the tailor is matzavit.
Right.
That's a big chiddush to learn. But that's where he learns chatni yoshalmi. That's where you're seeing. Yom tziyah liyil lechem mikol mok. In spite of everything that happened. That's
the
Yilachem
is different than Olachem.
That's right, absolutely.
The Yilachem means
that your Yaitz of the Mitzvah.
It'll be to you. It'll be to you.
But no, that your Yaitz of the Mitzvah. That's the way the Pshat is in the Yerushalmi. Yom Tur Yilachem Mikol Mokem. It's going to be, you fulfill the Mitzvah of Kiyas Shefer. You're not talking about whether the Shefer itself is has a dean of Zayla or not. Okay? So now let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. And just that towards the end, Kosov, we have it underlined, Rabbeinu Menoyach, one of the Roshayim, saying, B'kol Din Gezel, which follows the Mahalach of the Rambam, claiming Shekol Ein Bo Mamish. Coal is not a tangible thing, at least in the popular thing. Of course, it might be shown scientifically that sound waves you can measure are, but we're talking about impostors. When they talk about something that you could touch and so forth, the coal is ain't no mamash. And it brings a liar there by nadorim. Indeed, it's not based on any of the nadorim, kainim she'ainim medaber. If a person makes a nether on somebody, I'm not going to talk with somebody, the nether's not chal. Why? Because the chal is a difference between nether and shvuah. Ma bei nether l'shvuah, shvuah is chal on dover she'yesh bo mamash and ain't bo mamash. Like a person swears, I'm not going to speak to that person, the shvuah is chal. But if a person swears that ain't in the dot na kainim, which means there's a nether going to be on my speech, speech is an intangible item. So it's not chal. That's the thing. So that's the proof he wants to say here when you're dealing with sound, dibur. There's kainim sheni medaba. Yishami pei gula bagozo, he could say tame. Rabbeinu Pasak, actually, he's still talking about Yehuda Mimetz, the Chayshinin. Now, here's where your point comes in. The mitzvah, Abor, Biavela. The Fir, Kosu, Shein, Bekol, Din Gezel, El Kosu, Mishun, Yom, Tua, Yilakam. That's all. In other words, although it might be mitzvah, Abor, Biavela, nevertheless,
Yom, Tua, we don't count.
We don't count. The Taylor's matter it that way. That was what the Ketzer Mishnah brought in, another Rishon. Rabbeinu Menachem, who paskins like the Rambam, and he mentions the Yerushalmi that there are two shittas. That's the point.
But the Ketzer Mishnah is saying that the reason it's not mitzvah bavarir is because there's no gezel and kol.
Well, that's because that's the first tam. The first reason. See, he said there are two tami there in the machlekes. The first one is that there's no din. He's learning shot. The first mandom in the Yerushalmi is no din gezel b'kol. That's the difference between that and lulav. Lulav is a tangible thing. Kol is intangible, and he brings a raya. Brings a raya from kainim, sheinim adaba. That's a dover shein bo mamash. And nether is not kalam dover shein bo mamash. The shrua is, which we just explained a minute or two ago. But he said the other reason, when it says yom shrua yir lachem, who cares whether it's gezel? Just like the Raiva is signing, that's it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveva. The Taylor is matuvit. Nikol makom yom tua yilachem. Now there are some interesting types of hasagas and oros. In fact, I have with me. I remember looking at it many years ago. This is this sefer, the Machne Yisrael, is the first sefer published by one of my rabbeim, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva's Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Sharon Paleyev Zal, who was a Talmud Muvik from Rabbi Sazam and Melsha. So he was, I just have to mention, that Paleyev was one of those, and interesting in the Yeshiva, when you have a conglomeration of different personality Yeshiva, he was Makiras Mekemak. He knew that he had to prepare Talmidim to go maybe into what would be called by others a higher shir, although he could defend himself very equally with any other Rosh Yeshiva. But he's great on the preparation. I know I spent 2 years in his shir. It did me a lot of good. You learn how to learn pshat in a piece of Gemara, you know, Gemara, Rashi, and Taste without being spectacular, all of that. He didn't jump here all over the place. I don't want to go into it, but his first sefer was published in 1930 in Europe. Not meaning he was in America already, and he was already 10 years saying he was connected with the yeshiva and was on the Lower East Side. And later it moved from one place to another on the Lower East Side and then went uptown. And about 29 went uptown where in Washington Heights. So this was Ben Machne Yisrael. So what in Simon Tess of this sefer, of the Machne Yisrael, he deals with Shaifer Gozel, the Tuckabo, and so forth. Then he brings the whole background. In fact, he spends a lot of time or space on talking about Mitzvah Abor Be'Aveva. Because the whole Din of Mitzvah Abor Be'Aveva, his main mucker that deals with extensively, is in Perik Lulav HaGozel. Because if you don't have, let's say you don't have the Chisoron of Lachem, on the Yom Rishon, you have to have a lekachem lechem. It has to be yours. It can't be borrowed. It can't. You have to own it somehow. That's the whole problem by giving it a solid meaning to a kohen. He could be kainer, but he can't be machter back to you. And if you weren't yaitzer, you're finished. You can't be yaitzer the middle of dalad meaning. But on the second day, there's no chisuron of lechem. You could have shoal and so forth. But supposing that's why as a lulav agadol is on the first day, you don't have to look for anything else, but it's not yours. There's no yish or anything else of that sort. But what about on the second day, if it's gozel, what about, so it's no chisuron in lechem, but what about mitzvah bo di aveira? That's where the Gemara goes through that whole sugya. But Tesis says over there, where the din of mitzvah bo di aveira is only, in other words, that it's not a din in the Reisa or so forth. That is a din in the Reisa, but not by the Rabbanim will not be a chisoron, by merely the Rabbanim, so forth. So if the Yom Sheni is not in the Migdash, when I talk about the Migdash, where you have to have all 7 days of the Raisa, but outside, the second day is only the Rabbanim. So in the Rabbanim, it's not a chisoron. He discusses that further in here. But meanwhile, he focuses on this inyan here of, he has certain ha'oros, about when he brings the, of course he cites this Rambam, he brings the Yerushalmi, and here I'll just read some of his Lashon, where he has certain points, ha'olos. He says, Al kocha tzorach lema, the gama Rambam svirulei de lokoi lechem alakicha. The lechem does not go on the lakicha of the sheifa, but lo tzorach mishalachem b'sheifa. Dim lokei, mai mahani wa dekome den gezel b'kol. I mean, well, what does it mean? It ain't gezel b'kol. He said you have to look at reality. Lu yehei den gezel b'kol. Let's say there's no gezel b'kol. But where is it coming from? It's coming from something which is a stolen, tangible item. Mikol mokam haretzei omer she yitzka rak b'shefer shalo v'lo b'shel chaveiro u'memelu in toka b'shel chaveiro. I mean, this is trying to argue logically. Av the aim b'kol b'shum gezel. Al koso, so how come the Rambam is satisfied just by saying ain't gezel b'kol? Kod esuil egan kein de lechem koi atur. It also goes on the tour. V'in kein shaper yiksha kushas haraydet. So what? Afil em yes gezel b'kol, gam kein yot to go tzorech lechem. You don't need the lechem. Ve'od yesh lahatzos mi matzah, lo meli ko de matzah gezul lo yotza, lo belav hoki lo yotza. Da'i b'shefer gam kein lo ksiv lechem. Afil lo hoki alav den gezul b'ko lo yotza. Da'i b'matzah havi gezul mamish, har yesh shom gezul, it is gezul. So he said there was other achreinim that in fact on the Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch that pointed out these particular discrepancies. So his main approach later on, after discussing mitzvah bo deveva and tangential issues of that, he wants to approach the Rambam in the following way, that the Rambam holds the lechem does not refer to the kicha. Mikol makam shaper hutza Rambam loyma hatam den gezel b'kol. If there would have been a din gezel b'kol, hoy be'emes osur, the Abdul Lechem lo koi alakicha, even if Lechem doesn't go on the lakicha, Mikol Mokam Hari Lechem koi atkia. What about the tkia? He said, Klemesh atkia o hashmiya tia misha Lechem. What does that mean? Shehei muta Lechem liskoa o lishmoa veloshe tia atkia gezula. Because you're taking from a stolen item from a shaper. You have a gezul b'kol b'vada l'yosa. That kia shmiya ain't a shalom, the hari gezula. Now, if it would have been written at all lechem, not on the lekiza, not on the kia, so then we would be machsher, like the Rida says, even if there's gezel b'kol, so who cares? There are low tzorach, you don't need any lechem. But since the lekiza is a shefer, the shefer itself has to belong to you, so to speak, so we have to either say that there's no In taking the shofar, there's no lechem. But the shmiya, it says, Yom Tur Yeh Lechem. On the Tur, it says lechem. How do we handle that? It's only if the key is not Gezula. And because what he wants to go, and he proves it from other places, that if you have the Tashmish of the Sefer, which you're using to create this coal, is taken from a stolen item. Once you do that, you have to try to understand maybe the Tashmish of that should make it a stolen thing. So that's where we say, Ein Gezel B'Kol. Then Kol is no Gezel. Since the Shimush of the Shefer is the Kol, that's why the Rambam comes out with this idea, Ein Gezel B'Kol. Then he goes into a whole discussion to prove that by gathering, like even certain things that don't even have a Din Zela, like we say that Karka ain't an Exelus, he has a whole discussion of that, but if you use, you can't really steal the Karka from somebody. Karka ain't an Exelus. I mean, you know, it says many places. But if you're in the field and you're using and you're planting and you're using that field, that's an act of Zela. You know, you're not, so it's the Tashmish of that. So by Shefer, what is the Shimush of the Shefer is the coal. Zeng Din Gezel the coal. That's the Cheshvan that he makes over here in discussing that.
There's only one problem. There's no Din Mekicha by a Shefer.
I know, but the Metziah says you have to have a Shefer. You must have the instrument. That's the point. The instrument should be something that is not a stolen instrument, because on that there could be a problem of a mitzvah abor b'aveva. You're dealing here with a mitzvah d'oraisa. What about a mitzvah abor b'aveva in that thing? It's got to be yours, otherwise it's going to be an aveva. That's the point. If it was borrowed, it's okay, like the Modern Avraham says, but it's going to be that. Now,
for me, this problem of Shefer HaGodel may be more prevalent than we think. Why? I had a discussion about a month ago with the daughter of the only Shofar Macha, I believe, after the war in New York.
Yeah.
And she was describing how she grew up in poverty. Her father was a Shofar Macha. How much can you make from Shofar? But she said that somebody came to her father and paid for a dollar or something. He bought 25 Shofar, as many as he had, whatever, most of them.
Yeah.
So, he saved some for himself. But then the father went to other chauffeur stores to sell his chauffeur, and he found out that the guy who bought it
sold it
to those. So the real chauffeur maker couldn't sell it because the buyers already had it. Whatever, I don't know the number.
Yeah.
25, whatever.
Interesting story.
So you have an issue where people are buying chauffeurs, and the original. The one they got it from is really, it wasn't,
but if he bought it legally, there's no problem of Zela, that's all. The question, would it be a Becker Toss? I don't know what it
means. The Shofamacher sold it to a guy who had a store owner. He didn't think the guy was going to be a wholesaler, was going to go to other stores.
Well, that's not a Mecca. He's just, he wasn't careful. I once went to a Shefer Mata. First time I went to a Shefer Mata on the Lower East Side many years ago when I was still above. I needed a Shefer. So I didn't have my own. I got to get my own. So I went into the store and they showed me several Shefers there, and there was a question whether I could afford this one, that one. I picked out one which I could afford. I think I paid $5 for it then, whatever it was. That was big money. And I see there are Shefers there lying there, absolutely puzzled. Even my own train, it's split by the mouthpiece, big thing. So I said, why do you keep that there? He says, oh, those are cables to the reformer. What's doing they? What do they do? Listen, what they do. They put a golden, a silver mouthpiece on it, and they blow with it, which is ironically the usher. Even if it's a kosher safer, the tuba dissolved, it's usher. You know, there's a lot of doshas on that. You know, that sometimes someone makes a speech, but it's matupa dissolved. They're being paid to make that kind of speech. You know, that's in a political campaign. Anyhow, but the Rav Zal of Salvation Zal in the collection, it's a great collection of his shiurim and his ideas on many areas of Halacha, Hare Kedem. I advise anybody to get it. That was put together by a Talmud, Michal Shurkin. So he discusses this inyan of the Sefer Gadol. So his language is this in the Hare Kedem. First of all, he makes certain ha'oros, the following. First of all, he refers to the kasha, which I told you is Merumas in the Morgan Avraham. The Morgan Avraham points to Hilchos Megillah. By Hilchos Megillah, suppose the person reads a Megillah Gezura, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over there that it's not a good kriya. Why don't we say Ein Zeila B'Kol? That's the obvious question.
Correct.
So how does the Rav deal with that? And he goes to other things. He says, HaRambam Mechiach, VaShomea Yetze Yedei Chayv, in other words, his Chayv, below Maisa Tkiya Klal, VaMitzvah Rak HaShmir. The Mitzvah is the Shmir. If we all want to be Yetze, we're listening. HaShmir, HaShmir Tachol, below the Tkiya Klal. So, what's so why by Megillah are we not Yetzer by a Megillah, a Gezula?
Yeah.
There's a He of Kriya on everybody else. Nevertheless, when someone, a person reads a Megillah, and we're listening to it, why are we Yetzer? Because Shemaya Keina.
Right.
There's a principle, Shemaya
right.
is Keina. Yeah. So why do we say the same thing is, if that if this is Taina? B'Shefa Nami, Neimahoki, Da Nitzra He Hat Kriya, V'Shemaya Yetzer Mizim Shemaya Keina. Why do we say that? They don't use the language of Shemaya Ke'ena, at least in Rambam, and the one who hears the Shefer. Kriya Shefer.
It's even more of a kasha because by Megillah, a woman could, Alpidin, read the Megillah.
Yeah, Hakol Kayyavim, that's right.
We could be out there with her.
Absolutely, but not by
Shefer.
Shefer, she's absolutely possible. So the Rav says near Pashat is there. Nitzvah Kriyas Megillah, which is Ba'amira, the Dibur. You have language and everything. Alzeh Shayach Shomeya Te'ena. The Chayim, the same thing, the Kriyas HaTeirah. Why are we Yaitse Kriyas HaTeirah? There's a Chiyah for every one of us to hear Kriyas HaTeirah. There's a Baal Kriyah there. How are we Yaitse? We're not reading from it. Shomeya Ke'ena. The Chol Kai Gavna. Dal Dibur Ve'amira Shayach Ania. The Shomeya Kaina. Abu Hashefer, Ima Nitzvah, he Maisa Tkiya the Alma, below Hashmoah's call, Lo Shayah Hazer Shomeya Kaina. The Maisa Tkiya have become Natilus Lulu. In other words, the Brisker approach all the time, making a chilling between the Maisa and the Kiya. He says the act of sounding the Shefer is like taking the Lulu. That is the Maisa that you have. So on that is not Shayach, Shemaya Karina. Like, in other words, someone will say, I'll be Maitre you with the Lulav. I can't be Maitre with the Lulav. You can't do that. I'll be Maitre you with the Matzah. That's a tangible thing that's not Shayach. That's right. The Shayach, Shemaya Karina. However, he says there's some of the shaming, and I looked into it too. The Mitzvah he Tzkiya. Mikol Makam Shayach Bezeh Shemaya Karina. He svilu the mitzvah tkiya shefer ain't a maisa tkiya b'alma el a mitzvah hashmoras kol shefer. Well, hashmoras kol shefer shayach shemeya ke'ena, they're like mikra megillah. That we're listening. That's the lashon of the brach is that. Shekhashon says, well, you know, lishmoa kol shefer. So, he explains the Rambam is sh'afshalo nogabo. The hegbio is yotza. The Shitas HaRambam is this. Dein klal din maisa tkiya b'shefer. V'chol ha-tkiya hi rak hechetimsa. This is a brisk achilik. The sounding of shefer is only a means to fulfill the ikar mitzvah, which is the shmiah, which is the listening. The shmiah kol shefer. Omnam shara shenim tzvielu? No. The tzor min gaya b'shefer, in other words, b'shas tkiya. And he brings a ritvah. And I looked up the ritvah. In fact, I copied it. I have it up here in my notes here. The svila, the yeshchiv, ringoa b'shefer, u'latamei ozil, the svila, the yeshchiv, tkiya b'shefer, v'ayim the ritvah, the pesek be'emes, the shefer ha'gozel is potl. The ritvah argues against his chaylik on the Rambam. Rambam says shefer gozel is kosher. Why? Because saying, Gezel B'Kol. But the Rebbe says no. Mishum mitzvah habo v'aveiros. There you are.
But the Rebbe learns that no not the Shomea, but he learns
that
the Rambam says
after Shalom Nagabo is the Okeah. That's right. Yeah, we learned that before. Yeah, it goes back and forth.
It could be the Shomea.
Yeah, Elohinami. But also, that's the way the Magen Mishnah uses that language. Yeah, but others say that's not. He says he has to.
Everyone's making a mistake in my condition.
That's right.
He
learns the other way. Yeah. So the Rav concludes, he says, the Ashefer who hachetz of the mitzvah. You know, Britzker language. It's the chetz of the mitzvah. If it's the chetz of the mitzvah, the mitzvah he is atkir, so that's why if it's gozel. So for any call that comes out, it's not questioning the din call. The etzem is the chetz of the mitzvah has to be kosher. And if it's stolen, it's a mitzvah. That's the Ritzvah's language. In fact, it's a language.
What does he do with the Yerushalmi, the Ritzvah?
What?
What does he do with the Yerushalmi?
Well, wait a minute. We'll see. We're a moment here. That's the point.
Either way, I mean.
Yeah, well, the question.
Or to the other Mandiomer, it seems like it's.
Yeah, well, that ain't of Inami's. So he might feel, you see. Let's hear the language of the Ritzvah from that. Because the Ritzvah adds some words in here. Here's what I copied from the Kedusha before. Avalakate ika isur achrina. The ika mitzvah habor v'aveiro. This is what the mitzvah to kadin lulav. The mitzvah mihai taima v'yayim sheni. Ayayim sheni, there's no din of lechem, but nevertheless it's going to be also if you steal it.
But you're yoking.
Yeah, you're stealing. What he said, no. It's a mitzvah habor v'aveiro.
But the Gemara of the Parish in the Lulav HaGozel says that you're yotzei the second day.
Yeah, but not, because there's a whole Asic case that talks about it, whether that is the Deen of Mitzvah Abor Ve'Aveva, I mean, why the Mitzvah Abor Ve'Aveva, are you yotzei on or not? Is it before years, after years, and so forth? Anyhow, look. The Lo Be'inim Lachem Ve'Yotzei B'Shol. Sha'afo Pi, he says, Sha'bekol, Kolo Hu Yotzei, Mitzvah Bo Baveri, and the Ritzvah almost like preaches here. He says, Uvama Yisratza Odom El Abeina B'Yayim Hadin. He's standing there with a stolen shaper. he's asking, what's the call shaper? He says, Uvi Roshalmi. Now he calls Roshalmi. The Lo Chai Shin in Loho, Mishum de Lo Chayesh Lameim Ahochi, Ela Begozol, Shanasa Bo. So he says, Who atzmo aveira b'siru ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah ha-vish, he says it has to happen. The way he learns the Yerushalmi is after what? Shinui v'shus?
Oh,
Shinui v'shem. That's what it is. And he adds the words over here, v'kono v'yiyush. That's the Shinui v'shus. Yiyush is Shinui v'shus. Yilka shayfa ha-gozul kosul.
For the person who's listening, it's not considered gozel.
That's right. The gozel shekano the years of shini haroi kaita mitzvah so leka mishal mitzvah bo ba'aveva. There's no mitzvah there. Why don't you do that? Mm-hmm. That's the way it was. So he's chaylik. He doesn't go into the question of ain't zayl the call or not the call. So that's the whole.
It seems a big comment was earlier when they said when he said it. That through blowing you makalkel the shofar, it's not evident that when you blow you makalkel.
No, but he's talking the usage. This is a chesha mitzvah shaila. Like if you borrow something or if you're a shamer on some aveda, you can't use it, and so forth. Or you might be obligated sometimes to air it out so it does not get moldy. Things like that you have in Gemara and Bava Metzia. But otherwise, you're not supposed to make use out of it because you're not giving back. You won't be giving back the same item that you took. But he says, but shayfa is not so shy. That's what who says that? In the Morgan Avraham, I believe, said that. That's the point. And of course, there is the general shayla when we're talking about what is the ikar mitzvah by kriya shayfa. So the tour, actually it's from the Rosh. If you take a look on sheet number 3, it's in Tavkuf Pei, and it says, V'kedem sheyitzka yivorach lishmoa kol shefer. the lowly skoa, the labas kia toya milsa, elaba shomea. It is not as okay la teyahabor lo yotza, because although he is blowing the shofar, but since it's going to be echoing, and he can't hear, what he hears is only not the real cold shofar, though he's blowing it, okay. He himself is not going to be yotza. And the Beit Yosef discusses that further, and he quotes the Rosh, that that's where the tour takes it from the left, because the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the bracha on shofar should be Lizkoa. Lizkoa. Rabbeinu Tam, Kosov, Shiesh, Lebroa, Pia, Shofar, Mishum, Dasiyosi, Gmar, Miswasa. The Rav Yohavi, Ayoshami. Tokei, Shofar, Tor, Lebroa, Shekha, Shon, the choice is only small, the call Shofar. When the Shekha Yonu. Rav got taking. The Chain, Kosov, Bahag. Bodo Mavorach in the Shemara called Shofar, Bodo Mavorach in the Shemara called Shofar, Bodo Mavorach in the 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 Shofar, What he's going to hear is that resound, he's not going to hear the real sound. He's not going to hear the sound, although he's blowing it. That's the whole ASIC that you have here. And that's what is discussed. Yeah, and that's why we paskin Lamaisa. Lamaisa, of course, I don't think the Svadim are going to have the same Nusra Abba, the Shmoa Kol Shekhar. Absolutely. So everywhere, I've never heard of anybody making any changes that. The Rabbeinu Thomas and Gedali, Gedali, Ashkenaz of Tzorfas, nevertheless, we paskin the way we do today.
It's also sometimes you have situations where,
let's say,
the
Kaya
was already
Yotze. Yeah, well, you still can be Maitre. Yotze Maitre, yeah.
But sometimes the Shomea, isn't there a suggestion by the person from the Shomea says the
Brachos? Yes, yeah, well, they say many times that the if you're blowing the Shofar before other people, you make that person to make the bracha.
Yeah, if the
Kaya
was already
Yotze. Yeah, right. But if it's not Mahakev. He could do it again. Alpha Pishi Yotze Maitre. But even with the bracha. That's a different opinion there.
The Shofar over here. How can that be? I feel Lo Shama Yotze.
Where is it Lo Shama Yotze? Where are you saying that?
And the Brachot of Hagon Rav Yoh Mizrachi.
Oh, with that. Well, Lo Shama Yotze, 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 Lo Shama Yotze. That's a diuk that the Mizrachi is making over there. Even if he didn't hear it, the key is good. But he says that he disagrees with that.
How can that be?
Because he holds that the Iker is the Tkia, not the Shmiya. That's like him following the Rabbeinu Tam.
He would say this color,
of course. Yeah, that's right. Like the Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't pass in that way.
No.
That's all. Okay. All right. Now, according to our Seder, the way it's being, it's almost like an experiment this year. Next Wednesday, I'm giving a shiur this year in HTC at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the.
It may take away my smicha if I
go. I'm just, that's the arrangement that's being tried out. I don't know how it's going to work out. But it's an effort, shall we say, to bolster whatever it is, whatever I can help out on that. I was asked by the Rosh Hashiva and everybody else, and it's going to be on an Inyan in Bava Metzia. What Inyan it is, because they're learning in the Yeshiva, Bava Metzia, and they're also learning the Sechta Nida in the Beis Medrash. So it's going to be every other week, like that, to see how it goes. But I haven't picked a topic, because they're concentrating on the first three parking of Bava Metzia. See, I can't come in there and give like a blotch here. It doesn't make any sense.
Rob can speak about you, Philemon.
Yeah, I can do a blotch. Yeah,
and get the cool of a gozel and
if the Rosh Hashiva wants to bolster the yeshiva, let him give the Rob a position.
Chicago Rabbinical Council
has left the conference.
Mark Weiner
has left the conference.